How did they review your work?
Oh, they had the inspectors that came around, and they were constantly going through them. I mean, one might pass, and then 2 minutes later, here comes another one, you know, looking. They were constantly, you know, through the inspector. And when they and I worked together, we very seldom had any complaints about work. Only time, really, was when we had to put a large rivet that was called for, and the lead man, or what is that guy's name? Well, anyway, they were responsible because they had to okay it, and they always initialed me.
What about plant security in general? Were you aware of?
It seemed to me that going in, we had the badges, and there were guards, you know, at the station we went in, and in order to go from one section to the other, you had to get a special pass, or, you know, something that would let you into another section. And that's really all I know about the security part of it.
Did you ever hear about anything about sabotage, about watching out for it, or
no,
anything
not,
like that?
Not while I was working. Of course, we have had it in other sections, I don't know. But not where I was. Really wasn't that much they could do.
What section did you work in?
Working on the nose of it was the A-20. I thought I would never forget those, the numbers and initials of plans. But anyway, the nose part of the plan.
You said you worked swing shift in graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
Did you work much overtime?
I didn't. I couldn't. And the only reason why I didn't was I was going to school and I was going to have time to do in the overtime. But I imagine those that, well, many did, I know, he didn't do overtime. And I didn't work on Saturday either. No way. I had to have some time. And then, I guess, being young, it wasn't really that important. And a lot of the other women there were supporting their families.
Did you have a lot of outside activities outside of work and school? Did you have much social life?
If you want to call it USO, every place that I could go with the USO, with one certain group, because there was one lady that was, I guess, the grandmother or the motherly type that had a group of girls that she watched out for, her own girls. And when we would go, we would always, you know, go with her. And as a matter of fact, most of our parents, that was the only way they would let us go. Anyway, and I mean, she was worse than any strict mother. You didn't get one little bit of life, or you weren't going anymore. She was through with you, period. And then a lot of the, you know, kids that I was in school with, they would have, you know, their parties and their things, and I was going. If I didn't have my head stuck in a book. And a couple of boys used to complain. I think I really didn't play, because she's got that encyclopedia with her in her head stuck in the book. She'll even turn the light on in the car if you're not careful. But it really wasn't that. I had a certain amount of homework to do to get my papers and things ready for the class, and wherever I had a chance to read, I had my book with me, and I'd open it and read. I didn't care if I was at a party or whatever. I'd always keep it so I could get it. And especially the science of the law exams, I have to really, you know, read, because half of the times they're not common everyday terms. And then math, you know, I didn't worry so much about it, and then history I would leave that to.
But I can keep going on. So. Did you have things that you read for fun?
Yeah, any Western that I could get a hold of. I was every Western. And at City College, my English class, I wrote my English paper on Western. And Russell R. Rookema, I remember, we are the high with the teacher. And he said I was really the first girl that he had found that really loved Western, and he liked them too. And of course, I got a new on the paper. But that's really what I read for fun. And I would crossword puzzles, love crossword puzzles.
What were your responsibilities at home?
Really
did you have
that.
Any?
Yeah. Every morning before I left, the bathroom had to be cleaned. Top to bottom. That was my job. Plus my bedroom. And I guess from as long back as far as I can remember, my job has always been to do the bathroom. I had to clean the bathroom. Maybe if I hadn't been so good at cleaning it, they would never signed it to me permanently. And of course, a lot of times I helped with cooking, and I didn't burn myself on purpose to get out of it. And, you know, I cleaned the kitchen, but as far as the rest of the house, that was my mother's and my grandmother's. They would do that because I wasn't working on good food. But the bathroom was mine. Oh, I worked in the yard. I love outdoor work. I garden, pull weeds, plant flowers, dig, anything. Just be outside rather than inside. I don't like things like that.
Do you ever read the Douglas newspaper?
Mm-mm.
Were you aware that there was one?
The only thing I thought was just a little mimeograph typewritten speaker was out. And if that was a newspaper, that was the only thing I was aware of. I didn't bother with anything.
Did you never got involved in any of the sports?
Mm-mm.
Groups or anything like that?
No, I had too much, you know, outside. Besides, I played on the college basketball team and softball team. I didn't even have time for Douglas to play
anything. I'm wondering if there was any teasing that went on, that the men teasing the women or making advances towards the women or playing jokes on the women at all in the past?
I was told that that went on, but it never happened to me, and as far as I know, the four of us, you know, they ran around together, and maybe us banding together kind of stopped them, you know, from doing that. But I did hear that there was quite a bit of that going on. But nothing that I could actually say that I heard or I saw, but I didn't.
Did you ever know of incidents where, you know, women were denied promotion or jobs or those kinds of things?
It's possible that it happened, but maybe I just didn't stay there long enough. And they're really not that interested in it. And the only thing I wanted to do was to get money together to help me get through school, because my mother wasn't rich and couldn't afford it. And she helped me as much as she could. And with the family to take care of, I had to do something to help myself. And I think I appreciate it more, too. I realized, you know, what it took to get it. And I still think that many of these youngsters, if they, even if their parents could afford to send them, that they should try working, doing something to help themselves.
During the time that you were working out, was the pace of your work fairly consistent? Do you remember times of needing to work faster or needing to work slower?
No, there were a couple of times when they told us that we were falling behind, and there seemed to be competition between the night shift, the day shift, and the swing shift, and so forth. And they told us that we were ahead, we're not going to do our shift, that we were ahead of the swing shift and the day shift, and pick it up so we could stay ahead of them. And I thought it was ridiculous. And always opening my mouth and my head and putting my big foot in it. And so I did. And it was foolish. I said, these planes are supposed to be flying in the air. And I said, you want everybody to rush and make mistakes and mess up. And what good is it going to do? The plane's going to fall. I don't know. We just wanted to keep ahead of them. Not too long after that, that's when I was installing bonsai respect. Maybe my big mouth got that too, I'm not sure. I don't think that when someone's life depends upon the type of work that you do, that you should rush just to beat another crew. But there were more people working in the day than at night.
And it was a longer shift.
Mm-hmm. And we worked for 6.5 hours and paid for 8. Mm-hmm. And they worked for 8 hours. I do remember the one thing they told us, that when we were going to the restroom, they said, don't go alone. I don't remember. Because the money is the building for we do. I know any time, I think they did say, don't quote me, I'm not sure, but I remember that we did go and see, but now whether they actually told us, I don't know.
Was there any kind of a time limit that you had on going to the restroom and taking breaks and all kinds of things?
I think they gave you a 10-minute break in, you know, between. I think it was 10 minutes. But, they didn't say anything. Go to the restroom just as long as you let your partner know that you weren't back behind me and you didn't take off. He's shooting really, getting the whole thing. Mm-hmm. There's no fire back there. But we didn't have too many people just goofing off.
When you transferred to installing the bomb reflectors, were you still able to spend time with the three other women that
mm-hmm.
you spent time with?
Yeah. So it was like building big openings, but I know that really wasn't enough. That was horrible because it really wasn't enough work to keep you busy. And if I'm working, I want to get this. And that's really, basically, to me, that was just moving on. And so it's been moving to the money. And half the time we didn't have them all there, and we'd have to wait for them to get there. And it would waste sometimes 20 or 30 minutes waiting for them to bring it for you to sit in. And I complained about that too. I'm not happy with it.
Would there have been any older women that you knew or knew of?
I saw them, but I didn't know them. You know, coming in, because there was the horde coming in, there were quite a few older women. You know. As a matter of fact, they just ran, I guess, from what, minimum age 18, all the way up. Because I know my mother-in-law must have been way in her 50s. Because he's older than my mother. Yeah, he had to be up there. And I know there was some old, and looked older than she, because her hair wasn't gray, and I thought some was very gray hair.
Were you aware of counselors?
Mm-mm.
At Douglas that you could talk to about work problems or personal problems?
When I got those sales in my eye, they asked me, did I want to talk to someone? And they said, someone. And I told them, no. I don't know who that someone was. And I said, no. Because at that time, it was really my fault that I got it in my eye. And, but they did take me in, you know, and got them out and gave me lots of medicine and stuff and told me, you know, the doctor and everything. But I was getting people talking about it, but it was really my fault. That's what I did. I leaned over the thing like this, and I was told to move, and I said, I'm not going to sit down and stuff like that. Well,
okay. What were the safety features like?
Well, I know they had signs all over the place. And I know they told us, you know, when we started working, you know, we're going to get the things that, you know, not to do the proper way to handle the thing. And they also warned us about having those cords strung all over. You're not supposed to have those. That's all I can remember as far as the safety, other than those, all those signs, etc., all of them.
Did you feel safe working there?
Well, to tell the truth, I don't really think that I even thought much about it. But I know several people got hurt and they were injured. But my brother was working with me, but I can't remember what in the world she was doing. And she almost cut her finger off. It was good and dead. And now I can't even recall how it happened or anything. But I know they did, you know, sort of process it about, you know, certain things. Mm-hmm.
Were there any kind of provisions, working at night, transportation kinds of,
not that I know of.
Escort to bus service and that kind of thing, so you wouldn't be alone
mm-hmm.
in the night?
Mm-mm. And if they had it, I was not aware of it. And I know one thing. Today I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do what I do. And I thought nothing of it. In fact, half the time we didn't even lock our house. Our windows were always open and doors unlocked, but I'm heading. And now, you don't even feel like walking a half a block. But I really don't think so. They must have hair. Not all. haven't started on it, because I really don't know if they did or not. I thought that they may have had, you know, groups that walked together, and it may have been pre-arranged. I know they had the little, like, the shuttle thing within the plan, but whether I knew whether they went to the bus stop or not, I don't know. And they did have the guards across, you know, where people drove, you know, to the parking lot and things like that.
Was there union organizing going on while you were working there?
No one approached me. I'm not sure whether Nini ever finally did or not, but no one ever approached me. I guess when I went in, they said, well, he's not going to be here too long anyway, so we won't worry about it. And I just think most of the younger people, they didn't say anything.
Were you aware, though, of them talking to other people, or...
I heard, but no one ever said anything to me, so. And if they come to me anyway, I would have told them no. But when I had all my money going to a certain spot, and no, you know, sidetracking a little bit here for something else. And one thing in mind,
your family have problems with rationing, with getting enough of things, with having time to get things?
Yeah.
Those kinds of...
That one's the worst thing. You have a certain stamp that we bought meat with. And then there was a stamp, you know, you had to use the ration stamps for things and anything that had oil in it, you know, like the mayonnaise and cooking oil, soybean and all that stuff. And it was rough because at times you had to stand in a line. You had to stand in a line to get a chicken. And standing in line to get a cigarette. Now, I didn't mind standing in line waiting for the short one. But enough to get a cigarette. And you had to stand out. The family had just so many stamps, I think, for the meat. You get so many pounds of something. Some kind of way. But my grandmother was pretty good at managing and stretching. Because she could stretch the meat this far when it normally would go about that far. And, but the mayonnaise, and I didn't want anything but best food and helmets. I would eat that crab, what do you call it? The sandwich food, none of that. It had to be best food or helmet, which is the same thing. And that's what we ran into the problem. And I hated Oreo. And a lot of times it was without butter. It ran out of stamps. I would eat butter like there was no tomorrow. I'd eat it all today. But the other thing, and we didn't have an automobile, so we didn't have to worry about the gasoline stand. Mm-hmm.
Did you share the shopping, or...?
Yeah. But most of the time, my grandmother was shopping. She did the shopping. But sometimes I would have to go especially when the hair was lying and I was the one standing in line, being the youngest one at home. Oh, you're young, you can stand. They're all these things. The young ones can have problems with their back and their legs and their feet. They're tired too. Mm-hmm. That's just what the world is. Mm-hmm. Oh, and sugar too. I forgot. Sugar is quite serious and difficult. And if you would hear the store that's going to have sugar tomorrow, you were there in line.
Did you have friends who had young children? Did the women that you work with have children?
Many had children. She was the only one that I knew.
Do you know what kinds of child care arrangements that she had?
Mm-hmm. Unless her mother or sisters or somebody, I really don't know.
I was wondering if you knew people that used child care facilities there.
Again, I probably really wasn't interested enough to even find out because I had none and none of my close friends. All I'm saying is going to school. No children. Mm-hmm.
Will you tell me again about the USO and what kinds of things that you did? I think you said before that you said that you went places,
uh-huh.
But I didn't ask you to elaborate on that at all.
Oh, well, we went to Fort Wayne to see the station. We would have, a couple of times we had pictures. And then we went to the dances and one dance going toward San Diego with me. Pendleton. We went to Pendleton. And out here by Fort MacArthur, there was another, and then there was another place that was not too far from Douglas where they had the soldiers out there. And anyway, we went, you know, mostly was really the dances that they went to in the evening. Because I said a couple of times we went, you know, on daytime, you know, picnics. And, what was this lady's name? It almost came out then. When we would go, it would always be the younger guy that, you know, she would have make the arrangements, you know, that we would, you know, with. Mm-hmm. And I remember this kid from Detroit. And he couldn't have been any older than I was. And, he did just pick me out for some reason or the other. We were talking, and I said something about insatiable curiosity. And he was over that way, and he happened to hear me, and he just came right over and he started, you know, talking. And he was homesick. And she always, you know, managed to get the older soldiers and the ones that had the sailors that had been in there a long time, she did not want her girls around. She always the younger ones that are homesick kids, I guess, what you call them. But I really enjoy going. I love to dance anyway. And there was a hole in me and everything. And once we went to some place up in Hollywood, but I can't remember where it was. And we also played softball. And that was about it.
Were these groups integrated groups? Were they all black groups?
They were all segregated. The only time I had integrated, you know, been playing baseball and basketball with the college.
Mm-hmm. When you dated during that time, did you date in groups or single dates?
And if you had a grandmother like that in here, you would just engage anybody. And if they came to your house, they came and left before the sun went down. And even when I was 18, it was still the same way. 18, 19, in fact, my first date, I was almost 18. And I think the only reason she let me go to the show was because they had this rerun of Jeanette McDonald and Nelson Eddy and Rose Marie. And I got to go, and I had to be back before the sun went down.